Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 9. We had an incredible discussion just around self-worth, self-confidence, you know, believing in yourself, speaking life over yourself. So thank you for all the feedback, all the likes and comments. That was a really, really incredible episode. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Guys, we are here for episode 10. Just like that, the Easy Talk Show is 10 episodes in. Man, thank you all for all the love and support. It has been a great ride thus far, but just know we're just beginning. This is just the start. Many more to come, much more content to come your way. So I got you guys covered. Now today, this is episode 10. So I was just thinking, like, man, what's something good to talk about for episode 10? And I want to title this The Keys to Success. And I want to title this because these are principles that I've been living by, that I've seen really produce a lot of great fruit in my life and a lot of great blessings all through my life. And I did it at the top of the year when I first launched the Easy Talks Instagram page. But I really want to go a little bit more in depth today on these different principles and words. So I'm going to start with the first one. So I live by a few different words that I believe help cornerstone who I am at the foundation. And they are focus, discipline, consistency, and execution. And I live by these words because I think they're all paramount for me as a visionary to act on. And I'm going to start with focus, right? So the word focus means to pay particular attention to, which means if you have certain goals, right, there is a period in your life where you have to dedicate everything to that thing. Like, it's going to take time. It's going to take intentional effort. It's going to take you really, really, really locking in. And I think a lot of us, if we're being real with ourselves, we don't put forth the work toward the things that we say that we really want. Like, we say it, but the work doesn't match what we say we want. And what I've learned is that in order to reach any level of greatness, anybody that I've studied that's remotely, like parents, business people, entrepreneurs, visionaries, politicians, you name it, everybody who has athletes, artists, everybody who has any level of success has to go through an extreme level of just locked in and being focused. And so that's the first word, focus. The next word is discipline. So discipline is important because it's easy to be hyped for something. It's easy to be motivated for something. It's easy to be inspired. But inspiration and motivation, that runs out usually very quick. And what's going to keep you from doing the thing that you say you want to do, even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it? See, discipline is doing the thing even when you don't feel like doing it. Because it's such embedded in you and in who you are, at your son. You know what? I'm not gonna let my feelings dictate how I proceed action wise. So though feelings wise, I'm tired, I'm sluggish, I don't feel like doing it, my discipline, the habit that I built up, has said, you know what? I still gotta produce this thing, or I still have to act toward this thing regardless of what I feel like. So first two words is focus and discipline. Now, the next word is consistency. So consistency means acting or done in the same way over time. So I'll use this. When you're lifting weights, you are activating a certain level of muscles or muscle groups every day when you work out, right? And over time, when you build those same muscles up, they grow and they become stronger and stronger, and those muscles grow over time. That's what has to happen in your life in turn if you're trying to pursue anything of any sort, whether it's an MBA, medical school. I mean, you know, you're trying to get a new position. There has to be some form of consistent level of production and action that you take forth in that thing. So today, I want to encourage you that in order to get to that next level of your life, there's going to be a season where you need to be consistent. Because not only does consistency show you how dedicated you are, it shows God how committed you are to that thing. So if I say, right, I want to be in the best shape possible, but I'm eating Five Guys every day, I'm eating out every day, and I'm not working out, that's just words. Because my actions are showing, nah, you actually want to be out of shape. You actually, you know, aren't as serious as you say you are. So today, I want you to know that there needs to be a different level, I mean, an extreme level of consistency in order to reach, you know, to that next level. And last thing is execution. So execution is probably the foundational thing that's really a result of all the things that I've talked about. But you got to execute. There comes a point where it's not going to be motivation. It's not going to be inspiration. It's not going to be a level of infatuation when you're pursuing something. You're going to have to just eliminate all excuses and execute. How many of us make excuses on the things that we say that we want? But we say like, man, I don't feel like doing this, or this is this, or, you know, this is not happening because of this. And a lot of times, if we're being transparent and real, they are excuses. So I want you to eliminate all excuses and know that to achieve any greatness in any sort, you have to execute. Everybody that we deem great in anything, acting, entertainment, politics, sports, music, they execute. They have to be like extremely precise in their execution. So I want to encourage you today that there are a few principles for success and words that I think that if you can master these words and master these principles, you can transform your life in ways you've never imagined. It's focus, discipline, consistency, and execution. I'm going to say it again. Focus, discipline, consistency, and execution. If you can master these things, it's nothing. It's nothing you can't achieve. It's literally nothing you cannot achieve in this lifetime with those things. And of course, more than anything, keep God first. But, you know, in a practical day-to-day thing, you need to be focused. You need to be disciplined. You need to be consistent. You need to be able to execute on things that you say that you want to execute on. So, Dan, what you got for me, brother?
This was really good. The first thing that came to my mind talking about the keys to success is, for y'all who don't know me, I don't read. Well, I read now. I never like reading. I'm a visual guy. Same. So one of my goals this year was to start reading because I know it's important and vital for my success. One of the books, or the first book that I started reading outside the Bible, is called Atomic Habits. If you don't read, this is a must read. It's by James Clear. It's like $20. It is a must read. It's about pretty much everything that you just talked about, but it all goes back to one word, which is habits. And from habits come systems, and it's really good. So that's a must read. And a lot of the things I might ask you might stem from things I've read from this book. Have you ever stopped something, or have you ever like not gone after something because you didn't see, like, I guess, immediate success?
Yes. I've stopped and started the whole concept of Easy Talks plenty of times. So I first launched Easy Talks on my personal page in 2022. Then I stopped, I think, at the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. Or like somewhere in the fall. Right. And then 2023, I picked it back up. And then I think, Or you know what? I think I waited some time in 2023 to pick it back up. Toward at the end of the year, I picked it back up. And then finally this year, I said, you know what? I keep getting these confirmations. I need to pick this thing back up and really take it fully, fully serious. Because, right. I mean, I've had this concept, you know, and I said this in the first episode. I've had this concept for a while now. But once I actually, like, did it and picked it back up, I was like, you know what? This time, I'm going to keep going. And that's why, like, you know, we're here now. You know, we're 10 episodes in. But, yes, there have been plenty of things that I've, I mean, and I'm sure there's other things that I can't think of right now. Shoot, working out.
Right.
It's been times I'm like, I'll be strong, good. Then I fall off. And then I'll start back, strong, good. I fall off. Right. But now I think I've gotten to a point now where I'm so disciplined in my routine and just in my lifestyle that it's a part of my life. Like, it's not even up for discussion. Like, I get up every day now at 4:30, 4:25, it's a 5-minute difference. But, yeah, I get up every day now at 4:30. I live from 5 to 6. So, like, I embed it in my day, whether I feel like it or not. Like, it's who I am, and it's who I've chosen to be at this current time.
That's good. How'd you form routine in that? Because that's key. A lot of the things is just shooting the same shot over and over again.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over. So how did you form your routine?
Mentally, I had to get out of making excuses. So, like, I can make the excuse of, like, I work an hour and 20 minutes away. You know, my commute is too long. You know, I live too far. And I just really got to a place where I said, bro, you got to sacrifice something. So I just chose to sacrifice sleep. Because it was either gonna be me sacrificing the thing or the thing that I wanted being a sacrifice. So like, for me, I'd rather sacrifice a few hours of sleep than for me saying I want to be in shape, and that becomes a sacrifice because I'm not doing the things that I need to do to really be that person, in shape person that I say that I want to be. So for me, I had to really eliminate excuses and just come down to execution and say, you know what? Because I believe this. If you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. If you really want something bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. I believe that. Like, I believe, like, even if it's not the way you want it to be or the way you envision, like, you'll find a way to still make a variation or iteration of it to a certain degree. So
that's a fact. There's a lot of y'all listening who got an idea. I think this is your sign that it's time to go after that idea, because a lot of times you won't have the answers. Most of the times you won't have the answers. Mm-hmm. You won't know what it's going to look like. You might not have the money for it, et cetera, et cetera. In this day and age, use what you got. Start today, please.
Mm-hmm.
And apply focus, discipline, consistency, and execution. And it will eventually evolve into what we desire it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is from the book, so I this is not coming from me, but winners and losers have the same goals. The only difference between a winner and a loser is the systems or the habits that they put in place.
Wow.
That's the only difference.
Execution.
Execution, focus, discipline, and consistency are the only difference between a winner and a loser, because they all have the same concept at the start. People think when you win a championship that is, or when people get the show on TV, whatever the goal is, they think that, oh, everybody got a goal to be on a show. Everybody got the goal to win a championship. They all start with the same purpose from day one.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference between the winners and the losers is these four things.
It's the habits.
That's what it is. And the biggest thing, what you talked about, is a routine, which is system. And a routine helps you get into the mindset of these keys to success that you mentioned. If you had to stick with one, these are all important and vital, but if you had to stick to one of the keys to success, which one would you tap into?
Discipline. Because I think fundamentally, if somebody is disciplined, everything else around that will flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a disciplined person, you're going to stay focused. If you're a disciplined person, you're going to stay consistent. If you're a disciplined person, you're going to execute regardless of how you feel. So if you can build the muscle of discipline, then everything else that I mentioned, focus, consistency, execution, will flow from that 100%. That's what I believe.
That's solid. Yeah. Discipline. So it's not, they're all important. And yeah, they're all equally as important, but like if you had to pick, discipline is the kind of like
the root.
Yeah, it's the root of of all of these things. Because like you say, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. If you're disciplined, you're going to stick to it.
Yep.
Because there's going to be times when you don't want to do
100%
what you want, what you got to do to get where you got to go. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. The last thing I'll say about this book, because this thing is, you gotta get it. It's a must read, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Is he talks about as well as like there's a difference between what we expect to happen and what actually happens, right? And between that, those two lines is the valley of disappointment. Wow. And you got to see the graph. I low key want to put it up. It's a chart.
Yeah, put it up.
I'll put it up in the video. So on the left side, I think it's like the reward. On the baseline is like the timeline, and going up on this graph. So this line is what we expect to happen. We put 1 day of work in, we expect to lose a pound. We put 2 days of work in over 2 days of time, we expect to lose 2 pounds. And it's like, by that third day, if we don't get what we want, it's like we make an excuse in our head where it's like, oh, I don't really.
Or you quit.
Yeah, because you're not getting what you put out. And you validate in your head saying like, oh, because I'm not seeing the benefits of going to work every day, I might as well not work here anymore. Or, oh, because this podcast ain't got 10 million views yet, it's like, oh, I might as well stop. But the way it really works is it's a curve where it's like a long curve. And this, we have to break through that threshold and meet that point where it meets is like,
it's good.
In between the curve of what it is and what we expect to happen is the valley of disappointment. And that's where a lot of people let their dreams die. Mm. But if we can stay consistent, disciplined, focused, to break past this line of what we expect to happen, God operates and surpasses our expectations.
Surpasses it. Quick. Redeemer of time.
Bro, like, and what you thought was going to happen is actually 10x based off of the systems and the discipline that you put in. Like, it's crazy.
Come on, bro.
But that's like the importance of, and I would have never found that, as simple as that is. And of course, I might have thought that on my own, but I would have never, my goal this year was to read 4 books, 1 book a quarter. I'm behind. We're entering the third quarter. But I'm still making way in that. And the goal is to be 1% better every single day. So now that I'm starting to read off of that, my conception, my ideas of what it even means to make a habit is changing. And this is just encouragement to say, like, keep going and build the muscle. Just do 1% every single day. If you can get better than yesterday, then you'll be fine. Because at some point, you're going to crash that threshold.
And break through it
and surpass it. And what God can do beyond that line of what you expect to happen is so much bigger than what you thought was going to happen. It's not even funny.
Bro, it always is. And it's like, that point you talked about, you know, break through that line. It's like, that's where we're at right now with this. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're sowing. Like we're not looking at anything else. But like we're just doing the work. Because at some point, like you said, like at some point, it literally has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it actually has to happen. Like for what he showed us, like it literally has to happen. So that's encouraging for me to hear just in terms of just staying consistent, because there's a point where like you do got to break through, and then once you break through, it's like, oh, wow, he wanted to see how faithful we'd be at this level, because when we take this to this level, it's going to be a whole new different ballpark and arena that we're going toward.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and the last thing is God often uses references of farming, because that's who we were speaking to. Like you just talked about seeds being sown. Like, a lot of times there's a bunch of seeds that we plant that we never water. There's a lot of seeds that we plant that we never cultivate. There's a lot of seeds that we be planting, or a lot of times people don't even plant the seed at all.
Yeah.
But when you can plant the seed, and if you can, like, let the seed form its roots, and by doing that, you have to have focus, discipline, execution, and consistency. When that sprout, when it starts to sprout, bro, that's so crazy. It's like when it starts to finally grow, we're like, oh my God, look what God is doing. It just broke the surface. We ain't even seen what it's about to grow into this flower, but we can't see belief, like the roots that we can't see past the ground sometimes. Not even sometimes. If you look at a seed, you can't, we got all these fake plants, but if you look at these plants in this room, if they were real, they have roots deeded in these pots that we cannot see. It took years of time for these things to grow and get rooted in.
Be cultivated.
Right. And now it looks beautiful and makes the shots look great, but you gotta grow it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got.
Well, this is the Easy Talk Show, episode 10. This was a great discussion, great time. I got more content coming for you guys soon. This is only the beginning. Thank you all once again for rocking with us for 10 episodes. I'm your host, Easy Ward, and I'll see you all soon. Love, Easy.